It's Curious City,
where we take your questions
about Chicago and the region
and investigate,
report,
explore
from WBEZ.
Hey, I'm WBEZ anchor and Nerdette podcast host Greta Johnson, and I moved here to Chicago from Fairbanks, Alaska, just about 7 years ago. And I had never lived in a big city before, especially one like Chicago. And to be honest, I had no idea what to expect coming from Alaska. But I have fallen in love with this city. And if I had to choose just one thing that I think really makes Chicago special, it's Lake Michigan. I love the fact that it changes colors and form with every season, and that anyone can come and enjoy it, and that it's so vast that you can't even see the other side. And what got me thinking about this, actually, is a question from Saya Hillman. She wanted to know what people who moved to Chicago as adults appreciate about this place. Now, Saya is from the area, but she says it just cheers her up when she hears transplants say something nice about her hometown.
It is so nice to hear someone being appreciative of this amazing city that we live in. And too often, you know, we just talk about the bad things or just hear about the bad things.
So just in time for Valentine's Day, we got Saya an answer. We turned to you, our listeners, and asked, for those of you who are transplants, what do you love about Chicago or the region? Especially something that you didn't expect before you moved here. So, enjoy this audio love letter from you about Chicago.
I'm Elliot Lewis, and I moved to Chicago over the summer from Huntington, West Virginia. I'm an impatient person by nature, and something I really did not expect was just how fast people walk here. And it's wonderful.
Well, hello there, Curious City. And I moved here from Oregon. And the first thing that surprised me, the number of cars that had Christmas wreaths on the front grill of their car. Usually these were very large sedan type old-fashioned cars.
Before I moved here, I knew about the famous architecture of Chicago, but was really surprised by the beautiful variety of all of the towers and turrets and bay windows that adorn so many buildings all across the city. And these windows give just so much character and help explain the rich history of craftsmanship that Chicago has in its architecture.
Hi, my name is Xander Wickstrom. I was walking with my girlfriend, and we found this bar called Gallery Cabaret. And throughout Bucktown and that whole area, there's just all these little bars that are off of main drags, which I really love. We were there on a Monday night, and the bar was had a couple regulars in it. It was pretty empty otherwise. But then there was this huge brass band that was practicing. You can just sit in and hear them rehearse. And they're just playing this awesome big band music, and it was just a total blast.
Meet me in Chicago. We'll have ourselves a time.
That first summer that I was here, I remember the first evening I walked out with my dogs and saw fireflies everywhere, and I was completely just shocked and awed because I'm from South Texas, and I was used to seeing fireflies out when we were in the country. But, you know, I never associated them being in the city, and it was magical, and I loved it, and they were never so bright as they were that first summer. That was amazing. Still see them occasionally, and still bring me joy.
Well, I was really surprised when I moved here by the Forest Preserve system in Cook and Will counties. Woods are really cool because the trees aren't so close together. There's the hardwoods, the walking paths, and the wildflowers are real pretty. And before I moved to Chicago, I had read some things about the Forest Preserve in mystery fiction, but always in terms of what a great place it was for dumping a body after a mob hit.
Many thanks to all of those listeners who contributed. We also asked some of my other transplanted colleagues here at WBEZ. We'll hear from morning shift host Jen White, reporter Susie Ahn, Curious City audio producer Jesse Dukes, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me's Peter Seigel, and we'll start with midday anchor Mark Garber.
I moved here 4 years ago from New York City, so probably the first thing I noticed was that it just seemed that everything was easier. In New York, everything's hard, you know. I don't know how to put that in more detail. Sidewalks are huge and wide compared to New York, where you have to, like, you know, tourists are blocking the whole sidewalk and you're trying to get to work and, you know, you gotta push them out of the way, kind of. Not a problem in Chicago.
I'm Jen White. I am the host of The Morning Shift on WBEZ. One of the things I really love about Chicago is the amount of green space I have access to. Every neighborhood seems to have its own little park. You know, in the months between, gosh, May and November, just spending as much time outside exploring those spaces is one of the things I really love.
You know, I think coming to Chicago, I knew the options in general would be a lot better than in my hometown of Huntsville, Alabama. But one of the things that I guess maybe I was surprised about was just how good the takeout options would be. Here, you can get a good bowl of ramen, sushi, even barbecue. I mean, I come from a place where, yeah, it's pretty much just pizza.
Hey, this is Jesse Dukes, Curious City audio producer, originally from Virginia. And what I love about Chicago that totally surprised me is the soil for gardening. Like, where I come from, soil is kind of like red clay, but here it's this dark brown, almost black, like rich loam that just feels like it's full of life and it smells like life. Man, things just grow in it like nobody's business. And I used to find gardening incredibly boring. But man, I did not think that the thing I would come to love about this city is the dirt.
So my favorite thing about Chicago after living here for 20 years is basically how many people here are from here. And I mean that in comparison to the other major cities I've lived in, mainly LA and New York, which are destinations. It's great. It makes them vibrant and interesting places, but they all have the institutional memory of a college campus. It seems like nobody was here longer than a few years ago, so nobody knows anything. In Chicago, people remember stories, their own stories, the families that came 20 or 50 or 100 years ago, the stores or businesses that family opened. They remember the old neighborhoods, what they used to be like. And it just reminds you we're all part of this extraordinary tapestry. You know, I'm not just visiting. I'm part of Chicago.
Reporting for this story came from Monica Ng and Alexandra Solomon, and production was by Jesse Dukes. We heard from Elliot Lewis, Peter Bach, Candace Hill, Tony Gutierrez, Xander Wickstrom, and Linda Tilkey. Support for Curious City comes from the Conant Family Foundation. I'm Greta Johnson.
Next time on Curious City, sometimes in local elections, voters choose to write in something creative rather than vote for an actual candidate. They write in things like Mickey Mouse, Stormy Daniels, or my butt.
So it's a way of saying, we're not taking this very seriously, but we want you to know that we're not taking it very seriously.
What some Chicagoans do in the privacy of the voting booth. That's next time on WBEZ's Curious City.
Hey, this is Jesse Dukes, Curious City audio producer. I want to let you know about another WBEZ podcast you might want to check out. It's called Public Official A, and it's a podcast mini-series revisiting the rise and fall of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. It's reported by WBEZ's Dave McKinney, who covered the Blagojevich story the first time around. And it's put together by super producer Colin McNulty. And I love how Dave and Colin treat Blagojevich's family with empathy and compassion while being completely clear-eyed and precise about how he ended up in prison. And for me, it raises a tough and I think relevant question, which is how much should any individual be punished or blamed for a corrupt system? Again, it's called Public Official A, and you can find it at WBEZ.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes you just need a quick overview of the news.
Meantime, it was chaos today at the Chicago City Council.
A Chicago cop with a controversial past is running for judge.
Other times, you're looking for a deeper understanding of what's going on in the city.
Wow, that's so... No one has asked me that question.
The Rundown podcast has all of that, and it's Chicago-based, so you know what's up in your neighborhood and across town. Listen to The Rundown wherever you get your podcasts or at WBEZ.org/rundown.